Our scripture lesson for this morning is found in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 1, beginning with verse 3 and reading through verse 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Would you please bow your head with me? Enlighten our minds, we pray, O God, by the Spirit who proceeds from you, so that as your Son has promised, we may be led into all truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. One of the things that I have noticed since living here in Minnesota is that people seem to be more patient than they are in other places where I have lived anyway, about road construction. People seem to take it in stride that every spring the roads will be worked on and the normal way of getting home will be blocked, just as it was for me. And so I took another way and then found that way to be blocked early this past week. I don't know if it's the quality of the asphalt up here or what it is, but I guess it's probably what people have suggested. The winters may have something to do with it. But it seems that people just take it in stride and consider that roads, even when a project is completed, it's not completed forever, because roads are really up here just a work in progress. And a work in progress is a phrase that also describes the Christian life. And our Bible lesson for this morning talks about this work in progress, ongoing in your life and in mine. And I would like to focus this morning on verse 6 of this passage that we read a few minutes ago. And let me read verse 6 again. It says this: he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'd like to point out some things of note in this passage. First of all, there is a good work begun in the Christian, and specifically in these Philippian Christians, but by extrapolation also in you and I. Secondly, there is an initiator of that good work and a completer of that good work. And the initiator and the completer of that good work are one and the same. Now, who is the initiator of this good work? Well, in our verse it says, He who has begun this good work in you. Who is he? Well, if we go back to verse 3, Paul makes it clear, and I think you already grasp this fact, that he who began that good work in those Philippian Christians is God. That's who began that good work. Well, if he's the initiator of that good work, what is the good work that was begun in them? And that is an easy question to ask. It's kind of like I tell my cell biology class that, well, the questions are easy. It's the answers that are hard. And that's the way it is with that question. What is that good work? Well, it's a multifaceted good work. It begins with faith, but it's like a stone with many facets. That statement, it begins with faith, is dying to be followed up by another question. And that question is this: well, okay, if that faith is created by God, if he's the initiator of faith, is he the initiator then of of all religious faith in everyone? That would seem to be the answer I see time and again on television. Is all religious faith then created by God? That is the religious faith we find in the Buddhist the same as the religious faith we find in the Christian, and the same with the Mormons and any other religious group that we might want to add to that list? Well, according to Scripture, if we believe that, we would be mistaken. According to Scripture, there is only one name given among men by which we must be saved, and that name is the name of Jesus. And so the faith that was begun in these Philippians was very specific faith. It was faith in Jesus Christ. And then once that faith was begun, we said it is multifaceted, and so it began to produce in them good works. And so that faith is initiated by God, and many things flow from it. Why do you suppose it is that God is the initiator of that kind of faith? And of only one kind of faith, among all of the other faiths, he's the initiator of one faith. Why do you suppose that is? I can think of two reasons, and the first is simple human nature. Have you ever tried to force yourself to believe something about which you had some doubts? To make yourself believe it anyway? I remember when I was a teenager, I read the passage in Matthew where Jesus says this. He says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm going to be a rich man. Or a rich boy. so I said, Lord, it didn't occur to me, by the way, that this envelope was addressed to my parents. But I said, Lord, you know that envelope we got in the mail the other day that said you could already be a winner of $1 million? Lord, make it so. Make it happen, Lord. And I will make myself believe it, and then you'll have to give it to me. Because you promised, after all. It didn't occur to me that there is such a thing as context when we interpret the Scriptures. And so I began to force myself to believe that I was going to be a rich young man. And I kept that up, forcing myself, I believe I'm going to be rich. I forced myself, for a good 2 or 3 weeks until the prize winner was announced. And it wasn't me, and it wasn't my parents. But for that whole time that I was forcing myself to believe that God was going to give me anything that I might ever dream of, the whole time I was forcing myself to believe it on one side of my brain, the other side of my brain was saying, dude, you don't believe a word of it. I knew that I didn't believe it. We cannot will ourselves to believe something that we have doubts about. That is, if we're honest with ourselves. It's simple human nature. But even more than that, the Bible says we have a sinful human nature. And the Bible says that the sinful human nature is blind, dead, and an enemy of God. And for a dead man to believe something, he's got to be raised back to life. And that takes a miracle. And that is why God must be the initiator of our faith in Jesus. But this passage says that he's not only the initiator then of our faith, or of this work that he has begun in us, he's also the completer of this work he has begun in us. And in this instance, I like the NIV translation because it captures the sense of continuation, of continuity. It says this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. You know, bless you, it is such an insult to God, isn't it? when we don't trust him? Hasn't he shown himself to be trustworthy? Hasn't he shown himself by the things he has done, by the promises he's kept in the past? Hasn't he shown himself to be trustworthy? And even in your life up to now, hasn't he shown it? That he has been trustworthy? But now let's be honest. Haven't you found yourself worrying from time to time? What is it that has stolen peace of mind from you lately? Caused that sin of worry to arise in your heart? Bills? Work? Someone in the family? Grades? Finding a job? How come, if God is working in me, how come it is taking so long for me to be conformed to the image of his son? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I bet so. You know what I think? I think that may be the wrong question to ask. Because when we ask that question, we're focusing in upon ourselves. It's easy to do, but here are some more pertinent questions I think we might ask. And I made a list of five. First of all, has the shed blood of Jesus washed your sins away? All of them? Even worry? The answer is yes. Secondly, has God indicated that he wants you to be his own? Has he indicated that he wants to take you to heaven and live with him forever? Well, of course. The Bible screams it out. He wants you. Are his mercies new every morning? Of course they are. Has he in the past kept his promises? Did the walls of Jericho fall down? Did the Red Sea part? Did the Messiah come? He's kept those promises. Did he rise from the dead? Then if he has kept his promises for all these thousands of years, let me ask you another question. Do you really think you will be the very first person to whom he breaks one? I say not. So listen. He who has begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you please bow your head with me? Oh God, from whom all good proceeds, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think the things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. Through Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.